start here. All right. This is Katie Hartz of Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Dean Vandermeer on the line from Set Free, and we're going to be talking about an interesting poll that came out earlier this month from the American Psychiatric Association, and it says more than a third of Americans have a New Year's resolution that's related to mental health. According to this poll, that's up 5% from last year. And Dean, I just wanted to look at the spiritual side of mental health and discuss that with you. Can you explain to us like what exactly this is and why is it overlooked?
You have to have a proper worldview, and many of our mental health workers do not have a biblical worldview, they have a secular worldview. So, if your secular worldview, you do not believe how God created a human being to be spiritual, emotional, and physical. They would look at us being psychological and physical. So when they're trying to help someone, they're looking at it through a grid of, okay, you have something going on with you psychologically. So we think there's a chemical deficiency. We're going to look at that chemical deficiency and try to help you physically, which will then help you psychologically or your soul. And so your soul would be your mind, your will, and your emotion. If you look at a biblical worldview, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23, scripture says, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless for the coming of the Lord. So a biblical worldview would include a spiritual dimension and mental health. And most do not. And not only do they not acknowledge that, they also don't acknowledge a spiritual realm that exists according to scripture. So we really have two different things going on. A biblical worldview would say we're a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body, and there's another dimension that's actually affecting all of us, and that would be the spiritual realm. It says our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers, and authorities in spiritual places. And it says, therefore, put on the full armor of God. If you don't have a biblical worldview, you're not going to do that. So you're going to try to figure out everything from a secular worldview point. And oftentimes that's not enough to really help the person. So at Set Free Ministries here, we take a look at the biblical worldview and saying, okay, what are we doing in our spiritual lives that could be affecting our soul, that could be affecting our body? Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you. And can I ask a follow-up question?
Yes.
Okay. So, as we're thinking about a mental health issue, something like depression, how does the spiritual component factor in, and how does it relate to some of these other things you mentioned, like the mental or the physical?
Okay, so Proverbs 28, verse 13 says this: he who covers sin will not prosper, but he who confesses and renounces will find mercy. That's a spiritual issue, yes? So, one of the easiest examples I can point to you in scripture is King David, who had a porn issue. He started looking at naked women from the top of his rooftop. He desired one specifically. He took her. He committed adultery. He covered it all up and she got pregnant. Then he tried to get her husband back from war. He wouldn't even lay with his wife, and so he killed him. So now King David not only is an adulterer, he's a liar, and he's also a first-degree murderer. And then he covers it all up. So now go read Psalm 38. Psalm 38, my sin is festering. Your hand is upon me, O Lord. My bones ache. There is no health in my body. My loins are inflamed. My back has searing pain. There is no light in my eyes. My friends stand afar off. King David is physically miserable. He is spiritually oppressed. He's mentally oppressed, and he's depressed. And he doesn't even want to be around his friends. Why? Because of hidden sin. So, what does King David really need? Does he need a psychologist? Or does he need a Nathan? And Nathan came along and said, look, what you've done is evil and it's wrong. You need to confess and repent. And after that, King David wrote Psalm 51, which is a beautiful psalm of confessing and repenting the hidden sin. So here's what happens. A lot of us get hurt in life. We all get hurt. We all get sinned against, right? What's a normal response to being sinned against? We hold it. And we hold it within, and then we get angry. Okay, so when we get angry, Ephesians 4 kicks in. Don't let the sun go down on your anger, lest you give the devil a foothold. 1 John 2, an angry man cannot see, he's lost his way. Do you see what's happening spiritually? And then because of the spiritual effects, it's affecting our soul, which is our mind, will, and emotion, and now it's affecting our body because now we can't sleep very good. Now we're sleep deprived, now we have depression, and now we're losing weight, and now we're not okay physically, and now I have all kinds of physical issues like King David had because of unresolved, unconfessed, hidden sin. So, yes, America is not doing so well. We're quite sick. We're one of the sickest nations on planet Earth, but you have to realize that we're also very spiritually sick. We created the World Wide Web to do pornography. We created 85% of the world's porn. That's what we've done. We've murdered millions of children through abortions because of sexual sin, and we have unwanted babies. So now we're going to kill them. So, what happens to a mother when she kills her baby? Now she has blood guilt on her hands. The shedding of innocent blood will not be overlooked by a loving and kind God. There's going to be shame. There's going to be all kinds of grieving. This is going to be a heavy road for the mother. She can be forgiven, but she can't do that without suffering some of the fear, shame, and guilt that the enemy will bring her for doing such a thing. That's why Adam and Eve ran and hid when they sinned against God. They were filled with shame and guilt. They run and hide. So a lot of our issues are very spiritual in nature, but they're affecting us psychologically, and they're also affecting us physically.
So how does Set Free address all of this?
Set free takes the first things first. Let's reconcile with God. So Proverbs 28, verse 13. I'm not going to cover my sin anymore. I can't do it. It's too heavy. I'm carrying a heavy load. Hebrews 12, 1. Let us cut off the sin that so easily entangles us. Let's get rid of all the heavy weights that hinder us. Let's run this good race. Let's focus our eyes upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. So Christians can very easily be carrying heavy loads very quickly. According to Scripture and according to Hebrews 12, which was written to believers, we can carry heavy loads. And so I think that's why Jesus taught the apostles. The night before he died, he's washing their feet. Why is he washing their feet? He's showing us an example of, you know what? We should probably daily have confession and repentance for things that go on during the day because we're going to pick stuff up. Then remember when Peter said, I want you to wash all of me, and Jesus said, you're already clean, Peter. You're already clean. You don't have to wash every part of you, but I'm going to wash your feet. So I see that as a metaphor for confess your sins often to the Lord. And Acts 3:19 says, repent therefore, and times of refreshing will come. So I think that would be a daily thing to get into a regular ritual or a regular discipline of confessing my sins to God and being forgiven every day. Lord, I failed at this. Lord, I didn't do this right. Please forgive me. Even before we lay our heads down, don't let the sun go down on your wrath, lest you give Satan a foothold. So I think it's very important that before we even lay our head down, that we forgive those people that day that may have hurt us so that we can have a clean slate with God before we even go to bed.
And so if someone hears this and they're maybe struggling with some of the physical side effects, or they recognize that, yeah, I've got something going on, but they don't know what it is, how can they, what should their next steps be?
Well, they can contact us at setfreemen.org And they can do a freedom appointment virtually over a Zoom call. We'll help them. We have partnerships with other churches in the area and also with Freedom in Christ Ministries, who does this all over the world. And we're partnering right now with Freedom in Christ Ministries in Nigeria, and we're actually taking hundreds of pastors through this process. Because in Nigeria, it's 85% of the world's martyrs are coming from one nation, from there. So we're helping them deal with their hurt, their pain, their anger, and their loss. And carrying heavy sin is very heavy to carry. When you're sinned against, it's a very heavy burden, and God doesn't want us carrying heavy burdens. He wants us to be free from that. So, call Set Free Ministries or at 726-5400, 616-726-5400. We'll help you, or we'll get in contact with someone that can help you so that you can deal with the spiritual issues that are causing you to be weighed down. Carrying sin is heavy. And the Lord says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So the Lord doesn't want us carrying sin even one day, because it's going to be a heavy burden. And when you look at some of the things that happen in Scripture, when you carry sin for more than one day, there's devastating effects, which will affect you spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And I see that happening in our culture today. People don't even know what's happening to them. They don't even connect the spiritual dimension to what's happening to them emotionally and physically. They don't connect the dots. If they read the scriptures, they would know how to connect the dots, but they don't. So scripture says in Hosea, my people perish for lack of knowledge. They're not connecting the dots because they haven't read the owner's manual. Well, God left an owner's manual. It's called the Bible. That's why he had it written, so that we would know how to live free. But if we don't read the owner's manual, and if we don't adhere to the principles, then how are we going to walk free if we don't even know the truth to walk in? So I see that happening in the USA a lot. Is Barna Research did research on evangelicals, and it said 94% of evangelicals do not have a biblical worldview. That leaves only 6% of Christians in the USA knowing enough about the Bible to even walk in it. That means the other 90 plus percent aren't going to even know how to walk rightly. And that's a real issue.
And that's why it's so important that groups like yours exist to, I mean, it's what the church should be doing, but in the absence of that, then Set Free exists to fill the gap, so to
Yes.
say. And we'll get people connected with you guys. That wraps up my questions for now. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
I would say a good friend of mine is Dr. Neil Anderson, and he wrote 100 books on freedom. 100 books. And here's what Neil said: Dean, I'm a university professor who teaches theology. He says there's two things that are not being taught in most seminaries. They don't teach on spiritual warfare. They don't teach an identity in Christ. If you don't teach on those two things, the students, the pastors that you are preparing, will not be equipped for the people they are trying to help. They're not going to be equipped. So I would say to those people who are listening, get equipped and get the right tools, and we have mighty weapons for the pulling down of strongholds.
Amen. I'll end the